This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Welcome. And yes, this is the Good News program, and we are in reality all the time. It is a full moon coming up here very, very shortly. I am so excited because this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. I talked about that a couple shows ago. We are broadcasting here from Eugene, Springfield area in Oregon. Beautiful, sunny Oregon today. And if you hear this in the archives, it may be raining because we are in duck country, and that's why my feet have begun to develop web feet. Go Ducks! If you are from Eugene, Springfield, and that's where the majority of my listeners are from, we do have some listeners throughout the country and in other countries, and I am ever grateful. So going to the dawning of the age of Aquarius, my guest today, Val Stilwell, is one of the movers and shakers in this 2012 evolution, and we are together going to be in kicking butt, whatever that means. You can hear her laughing in the background. She is so ready to go. Well, I'm taking information. I always like to give the source where I receive information. I research extensively before I go on. Sometimes a whole 2 minutes, but other times I'm in trance for about 3 to 4 hours, getting ready with my cards, any divination tools, noticing what happens. And so I'd like to give you today from Stephanie Austin of Leo Full Moon, February the 7th. And this is valid for whenever you hear it. Signs of the dawning of the age of Aquarius. First of all, Aquarius is about humanitarianism. I do have my moon in Aquarius, and that is for those folks who are forward thinking. That's not so much like Aries, which is the pioneer. However, Aquarius is humanitarian. Let's go through the list. Number one, signs, and you can notice it. Number one, big waves of change are coming in. Waves, huge waves of change. One of them being the Occupy Wall Street movement. And this involved collaborative demonstrations. It also represents social media, because social media raises the awareness, and it indicates that this is definitely the age of Aquarius. This full moon is illuminating how far we've come and what we need to do next. So number four is being our authentic self. We can backpedal, or we can be and stand in our power. And that is for many men now power does not always mean the machismo. For men, I see that it is standing in your feminine and being okay with that. Some of the most powerful men I know are willing to say, I'm sorry, instead of, this is my way or the freeway. It's so exciting to watch that, because when men step into their feminine, they are so much more powerful than when they try to be this, you know, flippant and I'm right and you're wrong. And for women, it is stepping into their masculine and being willing to take on their power. Now, my guest and I, in fact, you've heard Val, you've heard K.L. Wells. She was Kathy Wells when she came on the program. She's taken on her initials, K.L. At first, when I talked to her, I said, you know, I'm not so sure. That, I don't know, it just kind of isn't resonating. Tell me why you're doing this. And then she explained about her, I think it was her grandfather who had his initials, and how it had carried a different energy. And so as I think about this now, K.L. Wells, with the initials, she's standing in her power. And for women, it is very important that we can be soft and feminine, yes. It is very important for us to be in our strength, to not backpedal because someone is uncomfortable with who they are or who we are. Yesterday I talked about, you notice I'm deviating as I go through. Yesterday I talked about to honor your partner or anyone you're in relationship with, that you support them in being what they want. He, she. And not what I want. And sometimes I look and say, with my husband, I want to tell him what to do and how to be. Inappropriate, because he's a strong individual. Why would I want to shortchange him on living who he is? So if you notice yourself, and I'm very much in this mode of noticing where I am in life, which means I'm becoming more aware. I'm being more my authentic self. And there are folks who don't care for that when women stand up to be strong. And maybe it's how we do it. It is all about how we are in our strength. Okay, number five, it is associated with the heart. Where are you coming from? What is the love that is behind all of that? Because usually, you know, most folks are born kind, loving, and gentle. And that's number five. Number six is the power of the group mind. If you have been the Lone Ranger, I have North Node. I'm telling a lot about myself here today. If you have your North Node in Libra, which I do, my South Node is what I was before, is in Aries, which means I was the Lone Ranger. I was probably one of the Knights of the Round Table, and sometimes they went off by themselves and were able to do whatever by ourselves. Anymore, it's more about the group mind. Number six is what we think we manifest instantaneously. And if it doesn't happen, it means that you can't handle, you feel you, your fear comes up and you can't handle it. Many people manifest a lot of money. Have you seen all the folks who win the lottery? How long do they manifest? Do they keep it? Because they can't handle having all that much money. They'll give it away. They'll squander it in 1 month. Number seven is about being compassionate. And again, the unity consciousness, which is kind of sort of like the group mind. And one of the things that you know for sure that you were born for these times. You have no doubt whatsoever. You know that you are the shapeshifter. You know that you're about making a difference. You know, you notice how I close the program, and always remember that who you are makes a difference. I want to remind you of that. Always, always, always. And this is like a classroom. It's a grand experiment. And we are all agents of change, emissaries of a new age. And each of us holds this unique piece of the cosmic puzzle. And there's a singular job description that only we ourselves can fill. No one else. And I notice that sometimes people get jealous because we perceive that someone is going to take that puzzle piece and fill it. Not even, because you contain, I mean, and look at your astrology. I doubt if there's anyone who has exactly the same degrees. Even twins have difference. One is born first, one is born second, and triplets, of course, the third one. And each one contains a different astrology. So another thing is we are very much willing to be in the now, and we're remembering the future that we came to forge together. We're conscious creators. So someone said, well, you shouldn't be focusing on the future. Well, if the future is being created right here in the now, very, very strong. So let's continue on here with this. And we're going to be having some cards pretty quick. So start thinking of any situation you'd like to have us delve into. And you could even call in. We are very much interested. Let me check and see if I can see if someone's calling. Excuse me, I have a froggy in my throat. Isn't that exciting? First of all, one of the people I really admire is Greg Braden. I don't know if you know him. I got to get him back on the radio. Well, he has some great quotes from some of his buddies, James Van Prague. here's the quote from James Van Praagh, and of course he's the one, he's the medium who can connect with those who have crossed over to the other side. Here's the quote. Just because we're not used to talking to ourselves in a positive way doesn't mean we can't. Practice a new way of self-talk, and you'll find that it will get easier as time goes by. Yeah, a lot of people can talk negative. I mean, I experience it too. You know, I'm not perfect. However, it's how I deal with it once I know that there's this self-talk going on that is less than positive. Here's another quote, and this one comes from Neil Donald Walsh. He wrote a book of Conversations with God. Yes, we can talk with God. Talk to anyone. You can talk to any of the ascended masters, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, all of the disciples, any number of angels and guides that are on the other side. You, of course, have access to them. If you say you can. Excuse me. I don't know sometimes who's speaking on the other side. I just know that my ears are buzzing and I hear these voices, and but only when I call them forth. Some people, they have those and they can't stop them. And that's when people come to me, because I can definitely help them with that. So his quote is, our prayer is not a request. It's an acknowledgement. Already done. It's not a plea. It's a word of gratitude. It's an awareness that that which we seek to experience is already on its way to us or currently in hand. We simply don't know it. And when we become more aware, that is definitely the time when you start noticing this. And I encourage folks to write in their journal, because that way you're recording and becoming your own high witness. Now, one of the things that I do is I do coaching. I had no other title to call it other than coaching, because what I do is such an unusual combination. Well, not unusual, is I help people find out what their purpose is, which is could be their mission, their vision, when it's going to, and you know, and then to start planning when it's going to happen now, right now, and to create projects. Organizing thoughts, and this is, I believe, going to be different than what Val does. She ignites projects, and maybe I don't think it's a crossover, but who knows? What I do is it's like getting a physical organizer, and I know we love our computer. We can do that on the computer also. However, it's important to handwrite sometimes. Certain parts need to be handwritten, because that's where the intuitive comes in. So with any project or anything you're doing in your life. Oh, Maria. Oh, thanks, Maria, for calling me. All right, Maria, thanks for calling. And where are you calling from?
From Texas.
From Texas. What part of Texas, Maria?
Central Texas, San Antonio.
San Antonio. Very good. Have you been listening to this station for a long time?
Well, you know, I just happened upon it today.
Really? Aren't you lucky?
Yes.
Did you see how many radio hosts that are so spiritual are on this station?
Yes. Yes. I just discovered today, and so I'm excited about it.
Very good. Okay, Maria, then my question, do you have a question for me?
You know, I noticed that you talked about how when some people hear voices and you can help them, they can't stop it.
Right.
So I have a son who has that problem at this time, and, you know, he doesn't want to take medication.
Right. Now,
I don't know how to help him with it.
Right. Now, there are two types of things. Now, one, it definitely needs the medication, because there are voices that come in. I do happen to have a relative, it's not a close relative, who has that, where he hears voices. I had an ex-student when I taught Spanish, and he would hear voices. He did horrible things, because the voices told him, kill your brother. And he did. Yeah, and with that, that is not what I'm talking about. That is the situation that absolutely must have some medication. Of course, this distant relative wouldn't take the medication either. He would rather deal with the voices, which were horrible. You talk about negative talk. And so finally his mother would put in vitamins into the orange juice and eventually started, you know, grinding up the whatever medication to put in the orange juice. She dare not let him taste orange juice that came directly from the store. So that helped him somewhat, but this situation continues. I would, with this situation, if the voices are negative, then I would definitely recommend getting to some professional help. Now, let me go to the other situation where, you know, young children many times will hear voices. They're very positive. That means that they hear, you know, this is your angel, and I'm here from the light. I want you to know that you're special. That happens to the crystal children, the indigo children quite often. And what I've been, and I know many people work with them. Dr. Jean Houston is a master at working with them. And I believe what happens is you speak to their higher mind and speak to whoever's speaking to them and ask that this be regulated. We have the power to say, no more. You may not disturb me, but I will be willing to talk with you between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Oh, okay. So set some boundaries there,
In other words, setting the boundaries. I'm not sure where your son lies in this whole thing. I'm not a medical doctor, psychiatrist, or none of the above. I just want to let you know that I'm so thrilled that you're interested enough to help.
Yes, I do. I do want to help. So I pray a lot for him.
Absolutely. And prayer, very good.
And so sometimes you get messages from the other side?
Yes. And I only get messages, my son who crossed over in February, once in a while we'll pipe in when he's unannounced. And I've given him permission to do this because I want to keep the door open. However, when I'm sitting with a client, I will sit and I will go into trance and I will connect with the person on the other side. And I will ask them, what is the message that you want to give to this person that's sitting across from me?
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, we'll determine, sometimes I ask the person, who do you want to connect with on the other side? Is there an issue with anyone? Mm-hmm. And at that point, then we'll find out if that spirit is available or whether they've completed their own work and have returned to the planet Earth or Venus or Mars or any of the other inhabited planets. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it intrigues me that you give permission to your son to communicate with you. I also have a son that passed in 2009, and I would love for him to communicate with me.
And you can ask. However, you must be, I don't know what the relationship was, but I've told my son, I said, I don't want any of the garbage that you, the way you were before. I don't want any of that. I want your higher self. And he has done such a transition from being an alcoholic to now he has completed that addiction. And he is continuing to work on his spiritual self on the other side. He couldn't do it with all of that alcohol and drugs in his system.
Right.
So I have given him permission that he communicate with love and, to be a little considerate and not in the middle of the night. Thank you, Marcus. Do not need to do that. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
All right. Well, Maria, I want you to continue listening to the show. Continue listening to all of the wonderful programs that they have on the station. We're going to be pulling some cards here pretty quick from the divination tool. We're going to be pulling four cards. Card number one, card number two, card number three, card number four. We don't know what cards are going to come up. These are tarot cards, by the way. And what number would you like? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Number four.
Very good. So when you're listening, and do continue listening, when I get to number four, that information is specific unto you and, of course, all to all the rest of the listeners. I'm going to take card number two, and my guest, Val, is going to take number three. And number one is for whoever.
Okay.
But it's all, they're all for everybody. All right? Thank you for calling.
Okay.
You are, I'm hearing them say you are so loved. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. All right. So we shall wait. And someone else wants to call. That would be just fine. I forgot what I was even going to talk about. The rest. I love to be interrupted by guests. That is so important. But with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and bring in my guest, Val Stillwell. And she ignites projects and also very spiritual and also very in alignment with what we're doing here. Hi, Val.
Hi, Judith. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. You know, I get to do radio. I'm fabulous.
You know, I'm fascinated with you. I'm fascinated at the perspective you bring. I'm fascinated at the grounding that you provide. I was sitting here listening to you speak with Maria, and you bring a sense of purpose and hope for people who have such deep questions.
Right. That's part of what I'm here to do.
That's obvious. And you're good at it.
Thank you very much, Val. Well, before we get these cards, let's find out a little bit of background of who.
Sure.
Another strong woman coming into the room here with Val Stillwell. Tell me who you are.
Well, I'm Val Stillwell. I'm a communication strategist, and that encompasses a broad scope of communication. Everybody says, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, communication has changed so much over the last 5-6 years. It has propelled itself forward using technology and the notion of social media. So my title of my skill level has cropped up literally in that last 5 years. But what I do is I back that up with, say, I ignite projects. So with as a communication strategist, I reach out, I listen to the needs of one of my clients. I can wrap my head around where they're trying to deliver their message and what message they're trying to deliver. Quite often people in a specific industry are so close to a project that they can't quite grasp the simplicity that needs to be said to bring the external areas in.
Uh-huh.
So I step in, provide that kind of filter, but it takes a great deal of listening.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know who you are, what you're doing, why you're trying to get there, and why you want to say what you do. Once I have those little nuggets and we start looking at the best way to get a message that is the right message at the right time to the right place, using social media as well as traditional media, because it has to integrate,
right,
is the key.
Excellent.
That's what I do.
I can hang with that.
With today's needs and with today's audience, the receivers of your information that you want to get out, we are splintered. We're no longer throw it against the wall, see what sticks.
Right.
We are fragmented, and delightfully so. The television industry just about choked themselves, and they did actually choke themselves, but that's for another story.
Yeah.
About fragmenting their audience. And I said, well, how wonderful, because all you've done is sift and sort your audience, and you can now target even more specific messages with the ability to even evaluate if they've received them. And now you have the ability with those messages to create dialogue. Instead of monologue, I'm going to throw this at you.
Right.
We actually can receive information back. And that's what today's technology allows our messages that we send out there to do.
Pinpointing, laser.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Laser with a mirror, because you can shoot it and it will come right back to you.
Right.
And that's key.
And when I came back on this radio station, it was like I had come back home.
Yes.
I can speak. I don't have to couch my words. I can speak. I can say the word tarot, because most of the listeners are open-minded.
Yes.
And they're seeking such deep questions.
Yes.
And one, I'm just going to go ahead, Val.
Yeah, well, your listeners are soul searching. They're doing a tremendous amount of soul searching.
Yes.
And, you know, it was interesting listening to you talk about coming into the age of Aquarius, because it truly is the age of empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
It is the age to come into ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the age with which we have an opportunity to ground ourselves. And in that position, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I know.
I can feel it. You know, mm-hmm. You kind of hover with the energy that happens with things. And for me, it's going to be, I feel, a really powerful year as well.
Yes, 2012. It is, you know, if things aren't going your way, then it's time to move on, because if we do not have freedom to be who we really are and who we want to be, then it is stifling and is inappropriate for all involved.
I think if things aren't going your way, you need to re-ask the question, because you're not asking the right question.
Right. Okay. Give me an example.
Well, I would guess that if somebody wants to write a book, and they're not finding that they're able to capture the words or capture the pieces, it's because they're not asking the question of, why do I want to write this book? What's the information behind it?
Very
and
good.
What they'll find sometimes is they really don't want to write the book. They want the romanticism or the recognition behind it, but they're not meant to write a book.
It is also a publicity piece.
Absolutely.
And it opens doors.
Absolutely.
And that's the only reason that they want to do it, because someone, maybe their publicist, said, you need a book.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And not everybody's meant to do that. They think they are. But for those that have the challenges that they want to do and they want to reach, you have to figure out what your inspiration is.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the questions that you ask. That will help you pinpoint what you want to do and why you want to do it. And that's what I do. I listen. When I ignite a project, I'll sit down with somebody and uh-huh. I'll listen to them.
Uh-huh.
And I'll see what starts to spark, and I'll just start understanding. And some people aren't ready to be ignited. They think they are, but they're not ready. There's a lot to take on. If you get somebody going, if you strike that spark, be careful what you ask for.
Yes.
Because it's far more often I see, I hear back, oh my gosh, I didn't realize. And I'm going, absolutely.
Right.
You know, but buck it up. You, this is what we want to do, and this is what your passion is, and it's all part of it. It's just all part of it. So be careful what you ask for. But
right. And that fear factor is one of the things that keeps many from stepping into their power.
Absolutely.
And I'm in this place where I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm. It's like you touch a part of that elephant, and that elephant represents what it is mm-hmm. I'm stepping, or you out there are mm-hmm. stepping into.
Mm-hmm.
And until I have a witness, someone there, either my higher self, my mm-hmm. guides, angels, or a person like yourself mm-hmm. who's able to listen and say, why don't you consider this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And many times it's when two or more gather and you're listening. And that's what I do, is this deep listening. And that's why, and you do that too, deep listening and deep
yes.
questioning.
Yes, yes. And that's where you see the spark behind the person.
Right.
That's where you see the person is going. And it's so difficult to see ourselves. It's easy to say with someone else.
Right, right.
But it's the cobbler's shoes, you know.
Yes.
everybody else has shoes, but the cobbler and his kids. They're all barefoot because they're so close.
I know.
And sometimes it helps to have that one stand outside and kind of peek in.
Mm-hmm.
But also to have that one stand outside, peek in, and give the reinforcement. You're right. You do have this piece, and it does resonate, and it is who you are. And I can see how you can reach it doing this, this, and this, or lining it up for them, because people need to have that reinforcement too. Sometimes we have this great idea, but we're afraid to say it. We don't know. And then all of a sudden, somebody goes, yeah, you got it going on. Go
right.
with this. And all of a sudden, you just bloom. You just bloom.
And it's that puzzle piece of all the combination of your mm-hmm. skills and mm-hmm. talents. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times people don't know what skill sets they have, and I love to sit with people and do that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's part of that.
Absolutely.
Purpose and setting your goals, taking the identifying the actions, and then I'm about the physical. I have Virgo mm-hmm. rising. I want to mm-hmm. see it on paper, mm-hmm. on the computer, so mm-hmm. that And by the way, you guys can call in anytime. Val and I.
Join in.
Yeah, join in the babble. Well, I'm feeling it. It's almost time for those cards. But you have
I would love to see cards. But you said something early in the show that just resonated with me. And it was the notion that no two people are exactly the same.
No.
We all have our own sense and our own power. And we step into that because we have our own filters. And for me, the neat piece is when I ignite somebody's project, it's because they're unique and they have that passion because of who they are and all the filters. Nobody else can do it like them.
Right.
And nobody else can jump in there and take that. And, you know, I suffered from that, too, for a little bit. It was like, well, I don't want to tell my idea because somebody might steal it.
Right.
Nobody's going to steal your idea because they can't steal you.
No.
And nobody can do it the way that you do it. It's about you.
Right.
And, you know, it took me years to figure that out. Oh, well, duh.
And sometimes when I was coaching people, I would get all these brilliant ideas. I would think, I want to do that. But it wasn't mm-hmm. mine. It was theirs mm-hmm. because I was mm-hmm. in that mode where I was deep listening to mm-hmm. the other person. And of course, if I had tried to do that, it would never have worked.
Yeah, it's because it's not yours.
It wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you have a great appreciation. I mean, if you can recognize that that's something I would like to do.
Right.
Then you recognize that something is real to you, and you recognize that value.
There may be an mm-hmm. eighth of that mm-hmm. whatever mm-hmm. That idea was mm-hmm. that belongs to me and mm-hmm. the rest to them.
Yep. Yeah.
So you're collecting thoughts and mm-hmm. ideas mm-hmm. of concepts of what it is the whole piece is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a friend that was really good. My Larryisms. Larry has said several things to me that I've repeated and actually lived by. And I had one idea that I pushed. I threw everything into it: my passion, my hours, my dollars, my friendships. I pushed everything into this project and pushing it on, and it just wasn't coming to fruition. I knew I was right. I knew I was looking at the trends correctly. I knew I had dissected everything correct and pushed it out there. And my friend, and I was lamenting the fact that it had not gone as far as I needed it to go at that time. And my friend, Larry, talked to me on the phone, and he goes, Valerie, I said, what? And he goes, you know, Val, the bus is always on time. Yes, you're just early.
I went, Larry, I don't want to hear that.
But he's right.
He's right.
Yeah. He was so right. And, you know, what's fun for me is I think I'm finally on time and the bus is on time. I'm going, sweet. I got my ticket.
All right. So, you know, this year is really a time for all of you to start blooming. I know that. Some have bloomed early and are maybe just taking a rest, which I've been doing in January, mm-hmm. sort of taking a rest because I moved. You know, I'm unpacking boxes and taking time to do that, and I'm February. I'm just kind of still cogitating, doing the I call it spelunking, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and writing about what's going on, and not letting ideas percolate up. Residual income, where could that come from? And ideas are starting to come in, because mm-hmm. You know, money is coming in unusual ways that we hadn't considered before. The old way, like writing a book. Mm-hmm. It is never going to make some people money at all, nor will it give them notoriety or whatever they mm-hmm. want. It is a boring book, and there are so many boring books out there. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to you if you're spilling your soul into mm-hmm. it. Then it will fly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If it's just for publicity, you know.
It's what comes back to part of the notion of the Age of Aquarius is what's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing it? For whom are you doing it? What's the love behind it?
Right.
And if you're doing it for you, that's fine.
Right.
But if you want it for other people, then you must do it from that direction.
Right.
That's a huge piece.
It is.
It's a huge piece. And I think that's part of my clientele. Find themselves successful because there's a degree of humanitarian. Mm-hmm. I can help somebody do something better with their lives.
Yes.
And without doubt, I have found every project that I've been involved with that has that behind it moves forward.
So this is your business.
This is my business. This is what I do. I carry a client load right now. A majority of my client load is in assistive technology, We develop software for individuals with cognitive disabilities.
Oh, okay.
And so my task with this group is to let others know that it's there and help them manifest that, because they literally have taken it from concept to actual product at this point.
Wow.
So, yeah, but it's that notion of helping somebody again. And the people behind it are so spirited, and they're with such heart. And it's a wonderful project. Absolutely wonderful. And then, of course, working with KL, launching her and lighting a fire under her.
Oh, yeah. Isn't she taking off? Wow.
Yes. Yep. We met October 6th, had a two-hour meeting, and lit a fire, and voila, networking power. Here we go.
Right.
And she's just moving forward at lightning speed, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think I met her maybe on the 13th.
Yeah.
And then she came up to me, and she said, who are three people in this room that I need to meet? So I looked around, and I looked at her, and I looked around, and I said, this one over here and that one over there. And then I took him over, her over, and what couple of them I didn't even introduce. I turned around, and there she was talking to him already. No grass grows under her feet, because she asks, and then she acts. Now, here's a key point. If you ask for something and you're not willing to take the action, the person who recommended those three people, myself, the next time I saw her, I would not be willing to give her the three most powerful women or people in this room.
Right. Well, you know, it's taking action with the information you get, but it's also appreciating where you're getting it from.
Right.
You know, so I look at that on a holistic point of view, is that it's you can't just take one little piece and drive with it. You have to take where everything comes from.
Right.
And go forward. And the other thing, you know, you were talking about looking for alternative revenues or things that are coming in. I think that we should never be so fearful that we can't ask our universe for what we need.
Right.
Because I think our universe will deliver what we need. And we can't be afraid to ask. Be careful what you ask for. I always tell people that. Be careful what you ask for. And be specific. I think you have to dial it down and be very specific with that.
But, or for the highest good of the universe.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm sad sometimes that we have to say that, because I would like that to be so innate.
It isn't, though.
And you're right, it isn't. And I wish it were.
It's about that negative self-talk.
Yeah.
Self-esteem. It's hard to explain that, but you understand what I mean. I think the audience does too.
I had a really interesting conversation with a gentleman. I was taking a ski bus up to Mount Bachelor last Saturday, and a gentleman got on the bus in Pleasant Hill, and he was a hospital chaplain. And I didn't know this at the time. I rode up with him all the way up. At the end of the day, we sat in the same seats, and we rode all the way back, and we chatted. And his take on humanity and life and doing the greater good for the greater number of people was just so refreshing. His whole conversation, but one of the things he talked about was negative self-talk. He had just read an article.
Yes.
And he said that they actually can map it out, what it physically does to you, and that it's like a tree branch with little pods. And if you say something negative to yourself in there, these tree branch grows, and these little pods come off, and the pods open up, and it affects your body. And so they can actually see that and map it out. And whereas you say a positive comment, this tree branch grows, but it doesn't have those little negative pods.
Sweet.
I know. It gave me such an image in my head.
Yeah.
I've never forgotten the conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it makes such sense. And so one of these days I'll slow down. I've got to Google it.
You're right.
Figure this out. But that's what he had read. And he shared that with me, and it just made such sense.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, negativity grows, it just expands.
Mm-hmm.
Positivity expands in such a different way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the negativity brings more darkness and the positive brings more light.
It takes 3 months to build a habit. So for those of us that my daughter, bless her little heart, used to call it mind sizing, because I just talk out loud.
Yeah.
I'll be putting my makeup on or I'll be doing something. I just talk. I don't know if I'm channeling or what's going on.
But yes.
Mind sizing. And to keep things positive, I'm really goofy with this, I actually took phrases and laminated it and stuck it to my shower wall.
Yes.
So when I get it in the morning, because that's when I'm really active.
Yeah.
I have my phrases in front of me in my shower. And every morning when I take my shower, I have my phrases.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It works.
Lamination first.
Yeah, you definitely want to laminate it.
Right.
But, you know, it's that notion of figure out where you're saying this at the time that you're saying it and give yourself triggers that helps turn that around.
Right.
Yeah.
The triggers, yes.
Oh.
Card one.
Card one.
Number one, you pull.
Oh, pull.
Non-dominant hand. That's what, when you're non-dominant hand, because that puts you in the subconscious. Okay. No one picked that between the three of them. Maria, you're listening. Oh, the nice
Maria
one.
Maria has card number four.
She's got four.
Yes.
I'm just bringing her into the conversation.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Card number one is the Two of Cups, love. What do you see in the card? What do you see in that card? Love.
I'm looking at this, and my cup runneth over. I have more love than coming at these cups than I could possibly hold, and it runs over, and it's free-flowing.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. It's going back to that positivity. When we're positive, the cup runneth over. You heard of the cup is half full, half empty. Forget that.
Forget it.
It's overflowing, and it overflows into two cups. So when I or you or Maria or any of the listeners out there, when you overflow with your being, your soul, with unconditional love, it overflows to two other people. And when they overflow each of their cups, it goes to four other people. It just exponentially expands until
yes.
This love is just beyond anything you've ever experienced.
You know, and this comes back to some of the things you listed off the Age of Aquarius about compassion.
Yes.
And humanitarianism and that notion and that sense of love. If we just care,
mm-hmm.
If we just take a moment to care.
How often do you stop and just really look at somebody,
mm-hmm.
Look them in the eyes, mm-hmm. And just acknowledge, I see who you are in there. You don't have to say it.
Yeah, you don't have to say it. You just have to see it.
Okay, I picked number two, didn't I? All right.
This is your card.
I know. Can I redraw?
Yes, you can.
It's the Five of Swords, mental defeat.
Interesting.
In mental defeat, it is everything is upside down. Well, you know, I look at it very positive because I am upside down with everything. I'm open to looking at new ways, new mental pathways, shall we say, new career. But I'm not going to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Right.
Because I'm very intuitive and I can help with that and all of these other skills. So what do you see in that card?
I see a wishbone.
A wishbone.
When I first saw that, I see a wishbone.
Very good. I like that better.
And I see the notion that, you know, defeat is how we look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the opportunity to define any of that. And I think defeat's an odd word. And I don't think we need to take it at face value.
Erase the word off the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think there could be negative defeat. There could be defeat for negative things, and that's a positive.
Yes.
I think it's how we look at things and how we want to interpret it, mm-hmm. to meet what we need. And when I look at this, I see a wishbone.
Okay.
I see a giant wishbone.
All righty. It's a giant wishbone. Very, very good. I like that. Well, and I do wish, and you go ahead and take your third card, I do wish that, you know, it would hurry up, but I have to be patient because if I'm trying to do it ahead of time, like you were saying,
The bus is always on time.
Especially in Germany. Okay, Val is picking her card, and it is the Four of Cups.
The Four of Cups.
Okay, what do you see in that card? She's good at interpreting. You know,
It's running over again.
I know it.
It's overabundance, and everything is it's equal, it's balanced, and it's overflowing. That's what I'm seeing here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing it captured. I'm seeing it, it's overflowing, but it's actually coming into some receptacles. So I'm seeing something being overflowing with abundance, and it's actually being harnessed. And it says luxury. Oh, my gosh, it says luxury on the bottom.
I know it.
Oh.
Yeah. And the cups are being filled from the pink lotus, which represents the heart.
Oh, wow.
And when, and this is the moon in Cancer, and the moon in Cancer has to do with healing.
Really?
Right. And so these cups are actually solid gold, and the receptacle is pure.
Oh, my. Oh, my. It almost leaves me speechless.
Yeah, that's your card. How do you interpret that for your life right now?
I'm not sure, except that I'm feeling that the healing gives me a sense of grounding. Because I did have a project out there that was so near and dear to my heart that involved the greater good, and I couldn't stuff it through the window. And that's when my friend Larry goes, "Well, the bus is on time." Okay, Larry. But I feel like the rumbling of that's coming. I feel that, and that's what that gives me.
I know. Very good. So, when we pull a card, there's always an answer in the card.
Yeah.
Like I jokingly, and my clients will say, "Can I pull another card because I don't like the looks of this card?" And I did the same thing.
Uh-huh.
I did it intentionally just to prove a point that we can look at anything negative. There's always a pony in there someplace.
I think so too. I think so too. And it's how we want to bring it to the surface, because what we think manifests.
Right.
It's just like an aquarium full of bubbles. And you know the bubbles that come to the surface, that's what's going to manifest.
Right.
So learning how to ask that and think those thoughts.
Yeah. Very good. Well, this is for Maria.
Oh, Maria.
Oh, and this is the Knight of Cups. This is a mastery card. This is, the royal, the King, Queen, Jack.
Yes.
In the regular card, well, this is the Knight of Cups, which would be equivalent to the King. So what do you see for Maria? And you heard her story about her son.
Wow. I'm seeing an angel in flight, or an angel riding in flight to meet a goal, but there's definitely a goal there. But that's what I'm seeing. I mean, I'm looking at this picture, and this angel is on this horse reaching for this cup of glowing information, and it's like it's within your grasp. You are somebody that can help because it's within your grasp and it's exceptionally important.
Very good. And, of course, I've studied these cards extensively, but I'm thinking of Maria right now in a situation. The knight is on a horse, and the knight is – the horse is a Pegasus.
Yes, okay.
With wings.
Yes, okay.
What's the one that has the unicorn? Oh, that's a unicorn. Anyway, the knight – has the wings instead of the horse.
Yes.
So the power that Maria has is that she take on the magic and the mystical magic of the Pegasus, which is a horse that can fly.
Yes.
Which is impossible in normal thinking that miracles can happen because the knight is reaching for the Holy Grail with Cancer the Crab, which is about...
Yes.
Healing,
yes.
That your
yes.
son will outgrow this,
yes.
And that you get some specialist, and it shows a peacock on the bottom. Peacock represents ego. Get away from the ego and just really, you're praying already. For any of you out there who have a situation, prayer is not about begging. It is about acknowledging
yes.
that it's already happening. And so this is an emotional card, and you're reaching higher for the Holy Grail. That healing is happening right here, right now. Would you send that energy out, Val? You and I just send
absolutely.
This. Okay, so we're thinking of Maria. I should have got. I wish I could have gotten her son's name. Maria's son. Okay, we're going to send this energy. Put your hand over your heart, all of you listeners. She's in, what, San Antonio, Texas?
She's in San Antonio.
Okay, in Maria in San Antonio, Texas. And we're putting our hand over our heart, indicating we're activating the heart chakra. And it's coming up through the shoulder, up around, into our mouth. And we're just going to breathe out to you and anyone else who needs a healing. So right now, so both Val and I have just sent healing energy. Take another deep breath in. Activate the heart chakra, let the energy come up through the elbow or shoulder, up into the mouth, and just breathe it out. It is done. It is done. It is done.
I was happy that Maria called in.
Me too.
I was happy. And, you know, one of the things that I was curious, and I didn't want to interrupt, but I wanted to find out, is what were the voices saying?
Yes.
And because you hear voices isn't always bad.
No.
And I think you said that, and I think you got that across to her, and just learning how to manage them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's really interesting lately is I've found more people these days that are hearing voices.
Right.
And I don't know whether it's because people are being open and honest, mm-hmm. or because they're really hearing more voices. There are more things to be said.
Right. And it's very important that we connect to the divine.
I do too. I think so, yes.
That's exciting.
Well, we're all interconnected.
Right.
And if we don't recognize that, mm-hmm. we can't continue to be these fragmented little pieces going out there, because we work in unison. I can drop my pebble in that pond, but that ripple goes so far.
I know.
And you know, what I do does affect.
We are down to about 4 minutes.
Oh, I can't believe how fast this time is going.
I know.
I'm not even done yet.
Well, Val, you're coming back.
Oh, please.
How about next week?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay, because we have just opened the door. In fact, you might consider having a radio program.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that be? I'm planting seeds because I know that there are 5 people who are supposed to join part of my program.
Yes.
I don't know what it's going to look like, but yes. That doesn't make any difference, because media outreach is so important, mm-hmm. and that's one of the gifts that I can help people with. And, of course, when I walk around, I talk about whoever is on my radio program.
Yes.
And isn't that, it's like getting the word of mouth. Yep, 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 yep.
The most important thing that you can do is have word of mouth. That's because that's personal testimonial.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when somebody says something about you in a positive way, mm-hmm. that's word of mouth. And you can't buy that kind
no.
of conversation.
Oh, yes, you can.
Well, you know what? It's like a false smile, though. I can tell somebody's not smiling.
Really?
Yeah, no. Sure. Yeah.
That is my business. So if you're interested in contacting Val and you'd like to have her ignite your projects, then please give her a call or email. Which one do you want out there?
Call or email.
Give us your telephone number twice.
Call me. Yep, they can call me at 541-513-7740. That's 541-513-7740. Or you can email me at valstillwell@gmail.com. That's Val Stillwell with one L in the middle @gmail.com.
And you can listen to this program again. It will be on the archives sometime soon. It'll be on bbsradio.com, or it will be on judithconradradio.com. And many of my friends and associates listen on my website. No dummy I. So I will be back on Tuesday, and Tuesday is usually I play one of my former programs again, but they're always good. I always pick the good ones.
That's good.
And then Wednesday, I believe we're going to be broadcasting from Selco Credit Union over at Gateway, because there's a business after hours.
Oh, wonderful.
And then Thursday, I believe that's the time when I believe you're going to be coming back on.
Wonderful, wonderful. I really like the idea that you're going mobile.
Yes.
You're going, oh my gosh, that's wonderful.
And of course, all I need is that they have Wi-Fi.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. I will ignite your project. You've got something going here.
I know I do.
Yeah, you do.
And what do you think I have you on the radio program? I love it, love it. Well, thank you, Val, for coming
on. You're
welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We work well together.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to, then if you're interested in contacting me through my website, judithconradradio.com. If you want a coach, if you want a media consultant, why, give me a shout. If you want your project ignited, after I help organize it, maybe, on paper, we got a good combination going. We can refer each other back and forth, which is what this is all about. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.